This is Jane Futcher for the KZYX News. It was the first event of its kind in Mendocino County. Speed dating with distro, meaning legal cannabis distributors, drew more than 100 permitted cannabis cultivators to the Ucaya Valley Conference Center on February 28th. The matchmakers behind the event were Mendocino County Growers Association, a trade organization for local farmers, and the Cannabis Distribution Association, a Sacramento-based trade group with 30 licensed distributors. As dozens of cultivators streamed into the conference center, Casey O'Neill of the Mendocino County Growers Association said his group co-hosted the event to help local cultivators survive in the complex, challenging, and newly regulated marketplace.
This thing is so new that we're not exactly sure how it all works, and so we're trying to figure out what are the methodologies for moving forward, and it has to be, you know, a team effort. And it's really important to me to see the different parts of the supply chain all get in the same room and have some discussions about how this thing works. And you know, you have to be really careful when you start talking about those discussions, because we're, you know, I want to be very, very clear that what we're not talking about is anything to do with high-setting, fixing, antitrust-type violations, but general networking, conversation, the ability to work together.
Seeing no cannabis being sampled at the conference center, I asked O'Neill how distributors could assess a farmer's product without smelling, examining, or sampling their wares.
We asked the venue, can people bring samples? And the venue said, well, we're not sure. We need to check with the city. We need to check with the local police department. And that conversation has occurred, and they're still working on it, but now they're developing a policy. Whereas before, there was not only was there not a policy, but there was a prohibition. And so this does touch on this larger question of cannabis normalization, of this process of moving out of a prohibition state and into a new reality, and all of the conversations that unfold from that. And I think it's a very powerful and important thing to pay attention to, and to not lose sight of, that this is this large societal cultural transition that we are all part of and that we are all striving in. And at times it's very difficult. At times it's bleak.
Surprisingly, there weren't actually any speed dating stations at the event, which meant cultivators had to cruise around through the crowd looking for the 10 distributors said to be on hand. One of the most visible distributors was Flocana, a distributor and event sponsor located in Redwood Valley and Oakland. I asked Hyra Baird, Flocana's manager of farmer relations, if she felt any pressure as one of the few distributors at the event.
I think there's always an element of pressure. Certainly, I think there have been challenges with just the number of farmers we have in the area and the capacity to really figure out a way that we can support all of these farmers.
Lauren Frazier, Executive Director of Cannabis Distribution Association, the event's co-host, said Mendocino was a little far away for most of her member distributors to come, but her group plans more speed dating events here in the future.
We've been throwing similar events all around the state, and our goal is getting exposure to the marketplace so that producers can connect with distributors and learn about all the different options that exist for distribution, because there are many, and every business is different and unique, and so it's really just helping people kind of find the right fit for them.
Cultivator Matt Davis of Ridgetop Farms in Hopland paid for a booth to promote his 10,000-square-foot greenhouse farm. He said that, like many cultivators, he has not yet received his state license, so he cannot sell his product to legal distributors. Still, he was stoked to be here.
Super exciting because, you know, the whole thing, like, distribution is a necessary link in the chain now, so it's nice to have an organized event to link the distributors and the cultivators.
The regs are still sort of being created. Has that been challenging?
Yeah, it's been really challenging. Like, for example, you know, you start building a greenhouse and then the rules change, and or, you know, it's just one of many things. Or, you know, for a while there, I mean, really still, we can't even legally transport our product off our farms. So there's still a lot of gray area getting ironed out. But I think the people that are going to stick in it and, like, go for it, and, you know, I think we'll make it.
Well, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Was speed dating with distro a success? Farmers had mixed reactions. One cultivator who paid $100 as a community supporter to attend the event said she wasn't sure whether she'd gotten her money's worth. Like several other farmers I spoke to, she was disappointed, but she wouldn't speak on the record because she didn't want to criticize the organizations who were trying to do something positive for local growers. I checked back in with farmer Matt Davis as the event was winding down. He was ecstatic.
So I think it was a great turnout. There was a lot more people than I expected. MCGA and Patrick Sellers did a hell of a job putting this together, and they definitely deserve a lot of credit. It wasn't easy, and I think it was great. Okay. Yeah, looking forward to more events like this.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
Jane Futcher, KZYX News.